Federal employees can expect only minor tweaks to the management of their agencies with the re-election of President Obama last night. The second term will likely bring expansion of certain administration priorities, though. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with analysis of what Fed should expect with the management agenda over the next 4 years. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So you're not sweeping up confetti and balloon parts. What are some of the areas of the performance agenda that the Obama administration is going to focus on?
My head last night was all down about the performance management. What's the changes that are happening? And I figured a few of them out that I think that federal managers should look out for, starting with the high priority goals. Now, every agency has put out, for instance, 3 to 8 high priority goals. They've been working on them over the last 4 years. This will continue. This has been the path the Obama administration has taken. This is the path they will continue to take. Ask agencies, what do you want to work on that will affect your mission, that will make your mission better? So I think that's something that managers should expect. The changes there could be minor. The changes there could be, okay, well, you've met these set of metrics. What's your next set of metrics? And let's tweak them. And how does the interagency collaboration work and intergovernmental collaboration work? I think those are some of the areas that are potentially expansion ready. In that regard, you also have government-wide goals such as hiring reform, IT reform, acquisition reform. There's a lot of reforms going on when you think about it. And I think all of those will continue down the path that they have laid over the last 4 years. You know, if you look at IT, Emily brought up the next agenda there earlier in the newscast there. I think a lot of what you'll see from the back office side is the cloud computing expansion, the data center consolidation will continue, the idea of specialized cadres of IT acquisition people who can, you know, buy and understand the technology.
And Jason, quick question here. You mentioned the high priority goals that will continue as a way of operating. But with new cabinet secretaries come in, could it be possible that the already chosen goals could shift a little bit?
I think that's always the case. You have new people come in with new priorities, with new ideas. But at the same time, what agencies have been asked to do is set 2-year goals. And I think that with new people coming in, OMB will still hold them responsible for those 2-year goals. So you may see that shift actually in 2 years, so probably maybe 2014 or in the 2015 budget request. So that's one area that's a potential shift. But overall, I think things are going to be pretty calm. Robert Shea is a partner with Grant Thornton and a former OMB official. He says the second term of a management agenda usually is fairly stable.
I think you'll see modest, if any, changes to the management agenda, the degree to which federal employee issues are dealt with. I just don't see a lot of huge change except at some of the senior policy positions.
And I think Robert Shea, Tom, is exactly referring to what you're talking about, is you'll see some of the assistant secretaries for management, maybe some deputy secretaries, and then obviously a lot of secretaries kind of come and go and change positions. But history shows, if you look back over the last 2 presidencies that had 8-year terms, both George W. Bush and the Clinton Gore, both their management agendas stayed the course. You had the president's management agenda under the Bush administration where you saw, you know, acquisition reform and e-government and financial management changes all kind of stayed their course, so the agencies were expected to meet, but also added some new ones such as real property or the faith-based initiatives. And under Clinton Gore, that administration, and if my memory serves me right, the National Partnership for Reinventing Government was actually a second-term initiative, but so they had the limited scope of what they were trying to get done.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller.